It's Option Jive.
Option Jive, Saznov, that is correct. Go.
Option Jive.
You mean the S&P's up 4?
Yeah, they look a little, well, the NASDAQ doesn't look sick, but the S&P's Dow and...
It doesn't look great if I told you Tesla was going to be up 16 or 15. It's, you know, at the...
NASDAQ, NVIDIA, they're pretty damn strong, but everything else looks bonds look like crapola.
Mm-hmm.
I bought some notes today, too. That's really all I've done. Scalped some bonds and notes, and that's it. Anyway, I'm Tom Salson. If he's Tony Batista, it's 8:12 in the morning. Like I said, we got a ton of stuff today. The boys on the research team put together something today that's it's a little, I want to say it's a refresher, but it's not really, because it's all brand new research. And where, how many days to expiration in May?
How many days left? You're right there. 23 days.
23 days, right. So
this week you're rolling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Friday.
Today. Monday.
What was that?
That's you.
Oh, God. Tom's on a little scalping roll this morning.
Is that you? Oh, yeah. You're scalping bonds. 406.
Yeah.
Seven ticks.
Got some offered at 8 now and some offered at 10. See, this is
what's going to go horribly wrong today. Things have gone.
This is what we do pre-market, Tony. See, you're getting.
So you call just trading the ranges? That we're
trading the ranges
right now,
pre-market.
Scalpy, scoopy.
Yeah. Scalpy.
Got it.
Like I said, I'm offering some at 8 and some at 10. So we want to hear dings go off.
Mm-hmm.
Mitigating downside risk with 21 days to expiration. We are going to show a little bit different. We're going to look at mitigating downside risk with 21 days coming up, which is this Friday, as opposed to holding it longer than this Friday, a lot of positions. Mm-hmm. And we're going to show you some really interesting stats.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
Let's do it. So we've discussed the largest losses and the loss to credit ratio of SPY one standard deviation strangles without applying any management strategies. In this analysis today, we're going to explore the impacts of exiting positions at 21 DTE. Which is going to change some of the dynamics. Next slide, please. So the first one's a visual. We found that managing positions before expiration can significantly reduce the magnitude of large losses. If you look at the gray bubbles here, the gray dots,
mm-hmm.
all of the large losses, or most of the really large losses, are all gray. You're going to scatter in a few red losses at 21 days because stuff happens.
Sure, sure.
But if you look at this, it is dominated. The majority of large losers and the majority of losers are all gray. Those are the positions we hold to expiration. The positions that we get out earlier, which are the red positions, hey, at least they're, you know, when they're losses, they're wrapped around zero.
Sure, sure.
Let's go to the next slide.
Or the losses.
Just a really good visual.
Yep.
So by exiting at positions at 21 DTE, we can reduce the, and that's this Friday again, we can reduce the largest losses by almost 50%, and we can decrease the average long-term losses by 60%, significantly improving our control over downside risk. Because what's trading all about? It is controlling the outlier risk.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we do is about controlling outlier risk, because you can't control what the market's going to do, but we can control the amount of risk we're taking, the amount of outlier risk that we're taking. So if we're selling stuff naked, you can see here that if you sell 16 Delta strangles at expiration, the largest loss, this is going back, you know, whatever it is, 19 years or something, the largest loss is 6,500. If you're doing it at 21 DT, it's 3,300. And the median loss, which is kind of like the average loss, is 621 versus 255. So the savings is, you know, over half,
mm-hmm.
right? That's a good starting point. Let's go to the next slide. But then we take it a step further and say a similar pattern is observed in the loss to credit ratio. So managing positions at 21 DTE can help to cut the figures in half. So as you see here, this is loss to credit. At expiration, it's 1. That's the average. And if you do a 21 DTE, it's a third of that. And then if you look at the high loss to credit, it's 27. If 21 DTE is the high, it's 14. So basically, you're reducing risk by half to two-thirds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's just a different way to look at it. That's loss to credit ratio. Let's go to the next slide.
It's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, no, it's a good way. Mm-hmm. So on this one, we went further into the loss to credit ratio, and we found that for 90% of the occurrences fall below 2. That's the kind of the area that, you know, that's let's call that the wrapped around zero mm-hmm. area, indicating that the large losses rarely exceed twice the original credit received if you're doing something at the 21 DT mark. So we looked at here was just kind of, you know, just a lot of trades. And when you start to look at these trades, you just start to realize that, hey, if you manage at 21 DT, you end up with a lot of trades. They flip-flop the colors here, but you end up with a lot of trades in that 21 DT area. And if you go to hold to expiration, oof, those are where all the outliers are.
Sure, and you can see them by the gray bubbles that are, yep. that are off the dotted yep. line.
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the next slide. So finally, we're going to analyze the loss to credit ratio in some of the most challenging market conditions of the last 20 years. So we went and we looked back at 2008, 2018, 2020, and 2022. Those were kind of the big down moves, right? So we wanted to pull the down moves out and see, hey, is there something here that we're kind of missing or something? Or let's just look at the worst years in the market. Let's go to the next slide. So we found here is even in the worst years of the market, the ratios stayed basically the same. Notably, exiting positions at 21 DT is even more effective during significant market downturns, cutting the largest risk up to 75% in certain instances. So we saw here is 2008, 18, 2020, and 2022, we cut down the holding it all the way to expiration, the largest losses, and the average loss in many cases by around 75%, between 67 and 75%, two-thirds to three-quarters by managing early. And this is just cherry-picking the worst losses. So it wasn't something that was just spread out over time. This actually worked over, you know.
It's quite amazing. I mean, if you're looking from a risk standpoint of view.
Yeah.
I mean.
No, it's great.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a really, really thorough piece of research. Let's go to the left side.
I mean, if you could eliminate 75% of the issues, you'd do it with anything.
Yeah, if I was playing a game of golf and I can eliminate 75% of my
shots,
of my bad shots, or 75% of my lost balls, I would do whatever it took. So right. Does that mean you take a lesser club off the tee? I mean, I'm just trying to think.
Whatever it is.
Yeah. You don't tin cup it, that's for sure.
Right.
But yeah, I think we would. So the takeaways. Exiting a position before expiration can effectively minimize the largest losses by better managing volatility. That's essentially what it is. Mm-hmm. So this strategy proves even more successful in mitigating losses under the worst market conditions. Strong piece.
Very strong piece. Good job. Starting right in the middle of the week, getting strong. We'll be back in 90 seconds. We're going to come back. We got the opening bell. Even the S&Ps, only up 2. Sadnoff, we'll be back in 90 seconds. Take it live.
The content of this podcast is created, produced, and provided solely by Tasty Life, Inc. and does not represent the direct views or opinions of any of its affiliated companies. This content is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be trading or investment advice or a recommendation that any security, futures contract, digital asset, other product, transaction, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities, futures products, and digital assets involve risk and may result in a loss greater than the original amount invested. Tasty Live Inc., through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. The information provided may not be appropriate for all investors and is provided without respect to individual investor financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. Tasty Live Inc. is not a licensed financial advisor, registered investment advisor, registered broker-dealer, or registered intraday trader.